Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, Text Number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the Lord talking to Yoga Maya. Archi Shanti Manushastvam Sarva Kama Varishparim Dhupupahara Bhalibhi Sarvakama Varapradham Archi Shanti Manushyam Tvam Sarvakama Vareshvarim Dhupupahara Bhalibhi Sarva Kama Varapradham. Vaishnavis, Archi Shanti will worship. Manushyaha. Human society. Tvam. Unto you. Sarva kama varaishwarim. Because you are the best of the demigods who can fulfill all material desires. Dhupa, by incense. Upahara, by presentations. Balibihi, by different types of worship. True sacrifice. Sarvakama, of all material desires. Varap, the blessings. Pradam, one who can bestow. Translation, again, is the Lord talking to Yoga Maya. By sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia, because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, kamaista ista irrita jnana prapadhyante anya devataha. Quote, those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. Unquote. Therefore, the word manusha, meaning human being, here refers to one who does not know the actual goal of life. Such a person wants to enjoy the material world by taking birth in a highly elevated family with the benefits of education, beauty, and immense wealth, which in this material world are desirable. One who has forgotten the real aim of life may worship the goddess Durga, Maya Shakti, under various names, for different purposes, and in different places, as there are many holy places for the worship of Durga, of Krishna. There are also many holy places in India for the worship of Durga Devi or Maya Devi, who took birth as the daughter of Yashoda. After cheating Kamsa, Maya Devi dispersed herself to various places, especially in Vindhyachala, to accept regular worship from ordinary men. A human being should actually be interested in understanding Atma Tattva, the truth of Atma, the spirit soul, and Paramatman, the supreme soul. Those who are interested in Atma Tattva worship the supreme personality of Godhead. Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. However, as explained in the next verse of this chapter, those who cannot understand Atma Tattva, apashyatam Atma Tattvam, worship Yoga Maya in her different features. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 2, says, Shrutta Vyadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasya Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Griyamedhinam. Quote, those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. O Emperor, unquote. Those who are interested in remaining in this material world and are not interested in spiritual salvation have many duties. But for one who is interested in spiritual salvation, the only duty is to surrender fully unto Krishna. Sarva dharmam parityaja mamikam sharanam vraja. Such a person is not interested in material enjoyment. Gyanati mirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshuru militam yena tasmai shri Om Vishuddhaya Krishna Vistavade Shimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Dharine Vansha Kalpatarubya Chagripa Sindhu Eva Chapati Tanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama. Verse again, if you like, you can repeat. By sacrifices of animals, ordinary human beings will worship you gorgeously with various paraphernalia. Because you are supreme in fulfilling the material desires of everyone. So, we are talking about Durga Devi, Maya Devi. She is the queen of this material world. She is the goddess of this cosmic manifestation. So Krishna here says twice, he says, Sarvakama Varishparim, Sarvakama Varapradham. You are the one who fulfills all desires, material desires. Of course, we know philosophically that no devatas can fulfill any desire or anything without the supervision, approval, permission, authorization of the Supreme Lord. Maya hadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna says, the prakriti works under my direction, maya adhyakshena, under my supervision, under my control. So, although Krishna here tells Durga Devi that she is the one who fulfills the desires, ultimately the desires, even material desires, are fulfilled by the Lord. What is that verse that says? Chetanas chetananam eko bhavanam ya vidadati kamam. So there is one eternal among all the eternals. There is one Supreme Lord. Eko bahunam, one amongst the many, yo, he who, vidadati kamam, same word, kamam, one who fulfills all the desires, one who provides all the necessities. So we are talking here about different layers of understanding, different layers of meaning. Ultimately, the Lord who fulfills anybody's desires. But he does that through the devatas, in particular through Durga Devi. He empowers her to take care of the material world. Brahma Samhita says, Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Chaktir Eka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga Ichanurupam Api Yasya Chachishtatesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So there, that verse says, Srishti, creation, Stiti, maintenance, Pralaya, destruction, Sadhana, Sadhana means the whole process, that Durga is the one who does creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe. And she does that Ichanu Rupam by following the desires of Govinda. And she is like the shadow of Govinda, or the shadow of the spiritual Durga in the spiritual world. So one may be a little bit confused, say, but we hear that Brahma does the creation and Vishnu does the maintenance and Shiva does the destruction. How come now is Durga who does creation, maintenance and destruction? Again, it's a question of what layer, what level, what angle are we seeing it? For instance, we could say we have the long building here, often publicized as the longest building in West Bengal, but we are not truly sure if it's the longest building in West Bengal. But anyway, let's say it's the longest building in West Bengal, the long building. So you may say, who built that? You may say, well, Srila Prabhupada built that. Srila Prabhupada built that, okay? And you may say, well, actually, I mean, Jayaprataka Maharaj built that. He was sitting here, he was living here 12 months a year, he built that. You may say, well, actually, I have the Mishri, the contractor, who built that. You may have a name, I don't know the name of the contractor of the Mishri. Are you to translate me the Mishri in English? Mishri? His name was? Konoj. Kono. So you may say, well, it's Kono who built it. And you may say, huh? Okay, thank you. You may say, no, but he was not always there, so you may give names of other actual builders, actual masons, who took the bricks, took the cement, put it together, and built the building. And all these four statements are right. It is Srila Prabhupada who built, that was his idea, it was his order, it was his vision. Actually, you may have heard, the Srila Prabhupada's vision was there would be a long building this side and another long building the other side. So like would be two parallel wings of the Mayapur construction. Then the plan changed and now we have only one building. So you may say, and it's true, it's Srila Prabhupada would build a long building. It was his idea. But it was not Srila Prabhupada was there sitting every day. He would travel all over the world, come, spend some time, and go again. You may say Jayaprataka Maharaj, because he was the local in charge, was the director, Mayapur director. He was living here, dealing with people, dealing with the workers, paying them. So you may say he actually built it. He was there. But it's not that Jayaprataka Maharaj personally would work all the three shifts a day, and surely he will do also other preaching while the thing was going on. So you may say this, what's his name again? This Mishri? Ghosh. Okay, this person, sorry, it's hard to hear with the fans. You may say, no, he built it. Or you may say, the worker built it. So this is an analogy to say that sometimes the scriptures talk at different levels. And in the Brahma Samhita, when it says that Durga creates the world, Durga maintains the world, Durga destroys the world, is one particular level. Ultimately, it's a plan of the Lord. It's an eternal plan of the Lord. Not only Vishnu is in charge, but he delegates different functions to different devatas. And one of the functions he delegates is for Durga Devi to be a receptacle of worship for, hear the word, Manusha. And Srila Prabhupada explained, Manusha means common people. Everybody's Manusha, but here Manusha means, you know, the common people, the ignorant, actually. And in the translation it says, by sacrifices of animals, often those of you who have been in different places to Durga temples, you can see they actually offer animals. Even if you go to Navadvip and Paramatala, which is a major shopping center for devotees in Mayapur, I mean, if you need things. Then Paramatala, there is a major Durga temple, and sometimes they have this chopping of goats, things like that, chickens also sometimes. I don't know, I'm not an expert in Durga worship. But sometimes you have to be careful because the floor may be full of blood. You have to be careful where you put your feet. Huh? Other places like that, like a very famous place is in Assam, in Guwahati. The same thing. There is on the hill, overseeing the city, there is a Durga temple, and they also they chop heads of goats off, and the place is full of blood. So this is sort of tamasic worship. Okay? And it's like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, we know he is a great Vaishnava, is the head of a Sampradaya. So he's a great guru. At the same time, he also deals with very unsavory characters, like ghosts, goblins, different types of monsters and devils. Because these are very great personalities, so they can deal in their service to the Lord on different levels. Just like a preacher, you may have, say, a GBC, senior devotee, maybe a sannyasi, maybe a guru, but sometimes he has to deal with, say, court cases. He has to go and talk to lawyers, go and talk with the judges, which is generally not really certainly is not the pleasant part of being a devotee or the pleasant part of being a sannyasi or guru or GBC. Sometimes you have to deal with these aspects as a service to the Lord. So just like a GBC who is, say, fighting a court case to protect the property of ISKCON, does not get affected by that. He's still a Vaishnava, he's still a guru, he's still a sannyasi and everything. In fact, he's glorious for doing things for Krishna. Similarly, these devatas like Lord Shiva or his wife Durga Devi, they are not affected in their constitutional positions as servants, as great devotees, dealing with these aspects of the material world. Because somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it. Krishna doesn't think all or nothing. Krishna doesn't think either the human beings worship me in pure devotion, or there's nothing. There's no religion for them. Now, Krishna is much more liberal. And therefore, he puts a system in the Vedic knowledge in which those who are more intelligent, those who are more advanced, those who are more emancipated, can go directly to bhakti, can go directly to pure devotional service. And those who are more attached to the cycle of birth and death, to enjoying different material benefits, they can go to devatas and follow those patterns, those paddhatis, those rules for getting something. But at least they do it asking devotees, asking through an authorized system in Vedic literature. So they go to Durga, they go to her sons, Ganesh, or the other son, Kartikeya, Subramanya, or they go to her husband, Shiva. And so they get what they... And in the meantime, they become obedient to the Vedic literature, and they become familiar, develop some faith. The Vedic literature, there are many, like Devi Purana or Shiva Purana, who emphasizes worship of these devatas, but they also gain faith of Vedic literature in general, so they have faith also in Bhagavad Gita, and eventually in Srimad Bhagavatam. Once, very early, it might have been 1767, was the first devotee who lived in India, Achyutananda. Achyutananda, many of you heard, he recently wrote a book on his experiences with Srila Prabhupada. Achyutananda in Calcutta asked Srila Prabhupada, who is better, Christians or Durga worshippers? And of course, it's a general question. There are millions of Christians and millions of Durga worshippers. So each one is a different level of consciousness, different mood. But Srila Prabhupada said, Durga worshipper is better because at least they have faith in the Vedic literature. In other words, they already are within the boundaries of Vedic culture. And through that faith in Durga, who is an authorized agent of the Lord, at least they are connected. It's easier for them to be connected to the rest of Vedic culture, including direct bhakti. For a Christian, or for somebody from another background, it may be more difficult to see the connection between their scriptures, the Bible, the Gospel, and the Vedic culture. At the same time, we need to remember that just a few days ago, there was this analogy of electricity, this energy, the electricity can be producing heat, warmth, or can produce cold. The same electricity that gives coolness through an AC, an air conditioning, is the same electricity that gives heat through an electric heater or to an oven. Okay? So similarly, we need to understand this Durga, Yoga Maya. She's a devotee. She's a great devotee. And she does different things. She does different things at different times. And she can also deliver people from her clutches. As you know, Durga means a fort. Dur, difficult. Ga means to go. So it's a fortress. It's a prison. And she is the superintendent of the prison. And we, the conditioned souls, are like the prisoners in the jail. So she keeps us in bondage through the different allurements, through the different experiences connected to Prakriti. But at the same time, she can also liberate us. If we please the Lord, then she would say, oh, he is a devotee of Krishna. Let me help him in his progress. Like for instance, in the Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami, we see the experience of a Brahmana in Assam, where he was worshipping Durga Devi every day with great faith, with great determination. And at one point, Durga Devi, Kamakhya in particular, is another form of Durga Devi, Kamakhya Devi, she appeared to him and she gave him the Madan Gopal mantra. The Madan Gopal mantra. In other words, she initiated her into Vaishnava worship because she was pleased with him. So she's not only a superintendent of a prison, she's also a guru, a Vaishnavi Diksha guru. And so she can help us because she's a devotee and she wants our liberation ultimately. Just like in a country, the superintendent of a prison ultimately would like to see the prisoners to redeem themselves, to restore their civility, to restore their sense of honesty. They would like to see these people becoming good citizens again. So Durga Devi certainly wishes to see that. But at the same time, she tolerates all these common people who worship her with animal sacrifices and other things. Now, in Bengal, this we could say tension between the worshippers of Krishna, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya, and Durga Devi is, in one sense, especially felt. Because this is a very big place of Durga worship. Durga, Kali, no? Shakti. And in some other places, there is no such attention because maybe there is not much worship of Krishna and not much worship of Durga. Or there is only one and there is no other. But here in Bengal, there is a lot of Durga worship. In fact, Durga Puja in October is perhaps the biggest festival in West Bengal. Those who live here or visit often know, when you come from Kolkata to Mayapur, there are hundreds of temporary temples to worship Durga. There are hundreds of temples and some are very, very elaborate. They're like skyscrapers made of bamboos. They're only for a few weeks, but they're huge, tall. And there are also this earth, made of earth, these huge deities of Durga on a lion with her 10 arms. And it's very impressive. They ornate that, they worship. Of course, sometimes the worship is a little tamasic. They just put the mundane music, Bollywood songs. So that's a bit disappointing. But the point is that here in this region of the world, the worship of Durga is very much felt. Is very much felt. They know this is, she is the queen. And of course, we wish them to go. Okay, she's the queen, but she's also the servant of the Lord. She's the mother. You can see in the many, many cars, Ma, Ma, Ma. Ma means mother, means Mahadurga, means Durga. So millions and millions and millions of people, they are Shaktas, worshipper of Maya Shakti, worshipper of Durga Devi, Parvati Devi, Kali. And they see her as the mother, because she's the mother. Interestingly, you may be interested to know that the word matter comes from the word mother. In Latin, mother is mater. And from mater comes matter, because mater, is the yoni, is the matrix, is the substratum from where things come, take shape. So Prakriti is the cause of this universe, in the sense this universe is made of matter. So the word matter and the word matter are very much connected. So she is that mother, and she is that matter. She is the mother matter. She is the mother who provides matter to her sons and daughters. Okay. So, in other Vaishnava sampradayas, this relation with the devatas are different. Like for instance, if you go to Ramanuja sampradaya, throughout the history, they had a very rocky or even conflictual relation between the worshippers of Vishnu, Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, and the worshippers of Shiva. There were actually a lot of conflicts. As many of you know how a king of Tamil Nadu, who was a Shiva worshipper, practically tried to kill Ramanujacharya. And Ramanujacharya had to escape from Tamil Nadu. He took shelter in the Hoysala kingdom, which is nowadays Karnataka, and he lived in Melkote for 12 years. He had to escape to save his life because of this big tension. Traditionally, these followers of Ramanuja Acharya, the Iyengar Brahmanas, don't even go into the temple of Lord Shiva. It's like one of their rules. You don't even step in a temple of Lord Shiva. But we see that on the other side of South India, on the west coast, You have the Madhva Sampradaya with the Madhva Center in Udupi, the headquarters in Udupi in Karnataka. And there, somehow Madhvacharya managed to have a very cordial, very harmonious, very integrated relation with all the Devata worshippers. In fact, when you go there in Udupi, some of the temples are, of course the main temple is Krishna temple, but in front there are two famous old ancient Shiva temples. And all the Madhva devotees go to the Krishna temple, they also go to the Shiva temple. In fact, it is in the Shiva temple that Madhva left this manifested pastimes. It just disappeared in there. Some historians say that he did it to avoid what happened to Ramanuja Acharya line. In other words, to avoid that conflict, avoid that strife. Because Madhvacharya comes 200 years after Ramanuja. But in any case, the philosophy is clear. And there is no doubt, it's not compromising the theology. It's actually seeing these devatas as servants of Krishna. So in the Madhva line, they have no problem glorifying Shiva. They have no problem glorifying Durga or Ganesh. In many of their temples, these are Vaishnava temples, they're very clear about that Lord Vishnu is supreme and the devatas are devatas, demigods. But you see in these temples, very often there is Ganesh, very often there is Shiva. And for them, it's just, okay, they worship them as devotees of Vishnu or Venkateshwar, Srinivasa, Govinda. Like that. So, one of these famous saints in the Madhva line, his name is Vijayadasa. He was active in the 18th century. And he's called the Dasa Shrishta. Shrishta means the chief, the best, because he composed some 25,000 songs, compositions. 25,000, it's a lot of songs. And obviously these are mostly directly on Krishna, on Vishnu. He's called the Dasa Shrestha because they are all, in the Madhva line, there is the whole category of the Dasarus. They call it the Dasarus, Purandara Dasa, Kanaka Dasa. They are great saints who were not born in Brahmana families, but they created a major, we could say, reform in the Madhva line just by their devotion, just by producing bhakti songs. So this Vijaya Dasa was a very great mystic. He could go to the Ganga, and when the Ganga was very wavy, we could stop the Ganga. We could enter in the Ganga without being wet. Sometimes we would save people who wanted to commit suicide. And he had this special power. Some person who was very ignorant, he would turn him into a Sanskrit scholar. Some very simple person, he would empower him to pronounce perfectly the Sanskrit. And so, there is a song, very famous song in South India, in the Madhva line, glorifying Durga. So I requested my wife to kindly sing a couple of stanzas from that song and explain it briefly. Do you have a mic? Because she comes from that place, she comes from the background, the tradition, and she knows the Kannada language, so she can give us a sense of a great Vaishnava glorifying Durga Devi in her original constitutional position as a servant of the Lord.
There are three parts to this whole song. One part describes her real identity as a Vaishnavi and her function. And the other describes her glories. And the third part is a prayer from a Vaishnava unto her lotus feet. So I'm going to just share the first part and the prayer part. The introduction goes like that. Garvish Radha,
ಅಸುರರೆಂಬ ಕತ್ತಲೆಯನ್ನು ನಾಶಗೈಸುವುದರಲ್ಲಿ ಪಟುವಾದ ಮುಕ್ತರಿಂದಲೂ ಪೂಜಿಸಲ್ಪಡುವ ಪಾದಗಳುಳ್ಳ ಹರಿಯಾಂಕ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯಾದ ಶ್ರೀ ದುರ್ಗಾದೇವಿಯು ಮನಸ್ಸಿನ ರೋಗವಾದ ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧಾದಿ ಮೋಹಗಳನ್ನು ದೂರ ಮಾಡಿ ಮಂಗಳರೂಪವಾದ ಮೋಕ್ಷವನ್ನು ಕೊಡ್ತಾಳೆ. ದುರ್ಗಾ ದುರ್ಗೆಯೇ ಮಹಾದುಷ್ಟ ಜನ ಸಂಹಾರೆ, ದುರ್ಗಾಂತರ್ಗತ ದುರ್ಗೆ ದುರ್ಲಭೆ ಸುಲಭೆ, ದುರ್ಗಮವಾಗಿದೆ ನಿನ್ನ ಮಹಿಮೆ, ಬೊಮ್ಮ ಬರ್ಗಾದಿಗಳಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ಗುಣಿಸಿದರು. ಸ್ವರ್ಗ ಭೂಮಿ ಪಾತಾಳ ಸಮಸ್ತ ವ್ಯಾಪುತ ದೇವಿ, ವರ್ಗಕ್ಕೆ ಮೀರಿದ ಬಲು ಸುಂದರಿ. ದುರ್ಗಣ್ಣದವರ ಬಾಧೆ ಬಹಳವಾಗಿದೆ ತಾಯಿ, ದುರ್ಗತಿಹಾರೆ ನಾನು ಪೇಳುವುದೇನು. ದುರ್ಗಂಧವಾಗಿದೆ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತಿ ನೋಡಿದರೆ ನಿಗಮನ ಕಾಣೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಂಗಳಂಗೆ. ದುರ್ಗೆ ಹೇ ದುರ್ಗೆ ಮಹಾ ದುರ್ಗೆ, ಭೂ ದುರ್ಗೆ ವಿಷ್ಣು ದುರ್ಗೆ, ದುರ್ಜಯ ದೂರ್ ದಕ್ಷೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ. ದುರ್ಗ ಕಾನನ ಗಹನ ಪರ್ವತ ಗೌರ ಸರ್ಪ ಗರ್ಗರ ಶಬ್ದ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರ ಕರಡಿ ಮೃತ್ಯು, ವರ್ಗ ಭೂತ ಪ್ರೇತ ಪೈಶಾಚಿ ಮೊದಲಾದ ದುರ್ಗಣ್ಣ ಸಂಕಟ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತವಾಗೆ. ದುರ್ಗಾ ದುರ್ಗೆ ಎಂದು ಉಚ್ಚ ಸ್ವರದಿಂದ ನಿರ್ಗಳಿತನಾಗಿ ಒಮ್ಮೆ ಕೂಗಿದರು. ಸ್ವರ್ಗ ಪವರ್ಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಹರಿಯೊಡನೆ ಇದ್ದರು, ಸುರ್ಗಣ ಜಯ ಜಯವೆಂದು ಪೊಗಳುತ್ತೀರೆ. ಕರ್ಗಳಿಂದ ಯತಿ ಸಾಕುವ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಭೂತೆ ನೀರ್ಗೂಡಿದಂತೆ ಲೋಕ ಲೀಲೆ ನಿನಗೆ. ಸ್ವರ್ಗಂಗ ಜನಕ ನಮ್ಮ ವಿಜಯ ವಿಠಲ ನಂಗ್ರಿ, ದುರ್ಗಾಶ್ರಯ ಮಾಡಿ ಬದುಕುವಂತೆ ಮಾಡು. ಸೊ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. Oh Devi, who is expert at destruction of pride, demonic tendency, ignorance and darkness of materialism, depending on the motivation of the living entity, you either protect them and purify them or you destroy them and create obstacles. Oh Durga Devi, destroyer of negativity, please get rid of the evil in the heart of the devotees. Get rid of the evil people who cause destruction. Durga Devi, who is in charge of the thankless task of protecting the spiritual boundaries, who is in charge and empowered to create, maintain and destroy. Even in the heavens, the devatas worship you. And those who depend on your lotus feet can get rid of lust, greed, anger and all desires which are unfavorable for devotion of Hari. You are always by the side of Lord Hari as a sister, executing his mission, facilitating the purpose of the devotees. And yet you are the glorified mother of this universe. You are serving the master of the universe, the father of the creation. You can end the miseries if we can understand your glories. And then the second part goes on describing her glories and her functions. And actually she said as Sri Lakshmi Kamala Padma Padmini Kamalalayama Vrisha. So she's an expansion of Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi Devi. So I'm not going to get into that one. I'm going to get into the prayer. So what should be our mood? Vijayadasa, Vijaya Vittala is giving us the indication. Gopi Nandane Mukte Daitya Santati Ge Santapava Kodu Tippa Mahakatore Ugra Rupa Vilakshane Agnana Kabhimani Tapatreya Vinashe Omkare Omkare Papi Kamsage Bhaya Toride Balalile Vyaputa Dharma Marga Peraneya Prakrte Swapadalli Ninna Nenesida Sharananige ಅಪರವಾಗಿದ್ದ ವಾರಿಧಿಯಂತೆ ಮಹಾ ಆಪತ್ತು ಬಂದಿರಲು ಹಾರಿ ಹೋಗುವ ಸಪ್ತ ದ್ವೀಪ ನಾಯಿಕೆ ನರ್ಕ ನಿರ್ಲೇಪೆ ತಮೋ ಗುಣದ ವ್ಯಾಪಾರ ಮಾಡಿಸಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನಕ್ಕೆ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಸೋಪಾನ ಮಾಡಿ ಕೊಡುವ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವಂತೆ ದುರ್ಗೆ ಪ್ರಭುತವಾಗಿ ಎನ್ನ ಮನದಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಂದು ದುಃಖ ಕೋಪದಿಂದಲೇ ಎತ್ತಿ ಕಡೆ ಮಾಡು ಜನಗಳ ಸೌಪರ್ಣಿ ಮಿಗಿಲಾದ ಸತಿಯರು ನಿತ್ಯ ನಿನ್ನ ಆಪಾದ ಮೌಳಿ ತನಕ ಭಜಿಸಿ ಭವ್ಯರಾದರು. ಪೇಳುವುದೇನು ಪಾಂಡವರ ಮನೋಬಿಟ್ಟೆ ಈ ಪಂಚಭೌತಿಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಆವಸಧನ ಕಾಣೆ. ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ ನಾಮ ಒಂದೇ ಜಿಹ್ವಾಗ್ರದಲ್ಲಿ ನೆನೆವ ಔಪಾಸನ ಕೊಡು ರುದ್ರಾದಿಗಳ ವರದೆ. ತಾಪಸ ಜನಪ್ರಿಯ ವಿಜಯ ವಿಠಲ ಮೂರ್ತಿಯ ಶ್ರೀಪಾದ ಅರ್ಚನೆ ಮಾಡಲ್ಪ ಶ್ರೀ ಭೂ ದುರ್ಗಾ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಯೇ. ಸೊ ದ ಸಮರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ She is the Gopi Nandane Haste. She has a name as Gopi Nandane. And in her Ugra form, she can even
teach or correct the devatas and great demigods, and she can destroy ignorance. So my prayer to you, O manifestation of Maharudre, please let me have the motivation as the Pandavas did. Let my heart always be filled for Shripati's love, Krishna's love. And just like you taught Papi Kamsa, you showed him the fear of materialism, may my heart also fear materialism and let me go towards Krishna. O establisher of Dharma, O possessor of the power to allow the holy name to dance on my tongue, please reside in my heart and always help me remember Shri Hari. Shri Durga Devi ki jai, Shri Vijaya Dasaru ki jai.
Thank you. So here Mayapur is certainly very intimately connected with Durga Devi, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the Prodamaya place in the yoga pit. Prodamaya, she is the protector of the Dham. All the bodies can actually pray to her, not for material benefits, but for the blessing of entering in the Dham. Entering beyond the external vision of the Dham, seeing the eternal nature of Navadvip Dham. And then of course Durga Devi, she is also famous because her connection with the Mayapur is also famous, because one day her husband Lord Shiva was singing in ecstasy, Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. And she had never seen him so ecstatic, so blissful. And she was not aware of this name. And she asked, what is this name you're singing? I hear you singing Narayana Vishnu, but Gauranga, who is this Gauranga? So then Lord Shiva explained, oh, he is the most esoteric form of Lord Krishna. And he will appear in Kali Yuga to disseminate the chanting of the holy name of Krishna all over the world. So Durga Devi came here in Simantadvipa, and she practiced meditation, austerities, meditation, sense control, mind control, penances, until one day Gauranga manifested to her. And she took the dust from the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, and she put the dust on her simanta. Simanta is the partition, the part of the hair on the head. Ladies generally have this long hair and they have a part here. So she took the dust from Lord Chaitanya's feet and put it there. So that's why the whole island is named Simanta Dvipa, due to the fact that Durga Devi put the dust of her lotus feet of Gauranga. And then she prayed to him and say, look, I'm very sad, I'm very sorry, I'm the superintendent of the prison house and you come to deliver everyone, so I'm very ashamed of this thankless task that you gave me. But Lord Chaitanya encouraged him and say, no, you are actually you're not different than me, you are my internal energy who have a job to do in this material world. So you also participate in the liberation of the souls. So we are in Mayapur. I think all of you went to the Jagannath Mandir. It's a temple of Jagannath Subhadra Bhadev, Sudarshan Chakra. And then in the back there is a temple of Lord Gauranga, very big deity, and Simantini Devi, Durga Devi, in deep meditation with the mala in the right hand, with closed eyes, she is meditating on Lord Chaitanya. So we could take shelter of her and ask her for the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's feet. We have a few minutes. If anybody likes to ask a question or add a contribution, add a comment, those who are here or those who are following us online. If there are questions from those who follow us online, please send them through that chat and we'll try to answer. Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhuji, we can get a mic there.
Hare Krishna, very wonderful class. So my question is, you told that Durga Devi Durga Devi
yes
asked dust of the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and we know Lord Krishna, when he suffered from headache, he asked the lotus feet of gopis. So my question is, what is the significance, what is the mysterious of this dust particles?
As you said, it's a mystery.
Science.
At the same time, see, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are three most powerful substances for advancement in spiritual life. One is the food, the remnants of the Vaishnavas from their plates. One is the water that washed a Vaishnava's place, Vaishnava or Vishnu. And one is the dust around the feet of the Vaishnavas. So the idea is that these three substances bring some of the vibration of the Vaishnava, bring some of the purification, of the purity of the heart of a Vaishnava. First of all, taking the dust, it's an act of humility. Generally, we deal with people as peers, like we shake hands. Okay? Shake hands means like it's a peer. Or we may even bless some young person, like a child, you smell the head of a child. But when you touch somebody's feet or you take the dust from their lotus feet, means you accept them as superior. So it's a statement of humility, it's a statement of surrender, and it's considered that the dust carry some of the purifying power of that personality. You want to integrate, you want to assimilate that vibration, and so you put it on your head as a mark of your surrender, as a mark of your submission. And so, yes, it is mysterious, but there are countless examples of how these three substances purify. And in fact, the whole Ganga, we know, is the water that washes Lord Vamanadeva's foot. So just like we take Charamrita in the temple, the whole Ganga is a river of Charanamrita. So similarly, the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and the devotees can give us extraordinary blessings and purification. It's a mystical power. Anybody wants to add something to that on the dust? Jananivas Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. When Mahaprabhu appeared before Durga Devi, Prabhu Devi, she was in meditation. And she opened her eyes and she saw the same thing she was meditating on was coming. Gauranga was coming with the devotees. We're in Prem Sankirtan. And then he saw Dr. Devi, Parvati Devi. And he said, Mother, what you are doing here? Why you are crying? So she said that, because I am my Devi. And it said that where the sunshine is, the darkness cannot stand. So where so where Krishna is, Maya cannot stand. So you've come to give everybody your mercy, everybody can approach you, but I'm the only one who cannot approach you because I'm your shadow energy, I'm behind. So what is my fate? I'm the only one who cannot get your mercy, and the whole universe is getting your mercy. So then Mahaprabhu said, from my angle of vision, I see you as none different than Srimati Radharani, my internal potency. So Jayapataka Maharaj, he said, actually then, at that time Mahaprabhu gave her self-realization. He told her her eternal swarup, internal potency, not the external potency. He gave self-realization, and then Mahaprabhu put the dust, gave the dust, and she got self-realization from Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Janivas Prabhu. See, our time is up, so we can close here. Thank you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantaraj ki jai. Durga Devi Yoga Maya ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Bhagavat Patok ki jai.